battle back here at the Green Egg Fieldhouse as both teams surrounding their goalies getting set to for the start of this Marathon Cup Championship game. The DCFRS Evergreens are in white tonight with the green and gold trim. West is in dark blue with the white and gold trim. West, the defending Marathon Cup champions. And they have Sam Wiegert in goal. He's been very good. A couple of big defensemen, Adam Parcells and John Metzinger for the Warriors. Evergreens countering with their big line of Plaza, Battiars, and Burrell. Now both teams, they're going to have another ceremonial dropping of the puck. All of these teams have participated in the Hockey Against Hunger promotion, collecting food items for the Salvation Army Food Bank, and so the commander of the Salvation Army is out at center ice with the captains for the ceremonial dropping of the puck, Brady Burrell and Zach Peterson. Big crowd out here, as you might expect for this one. The DCFRS band is here, at least a portion of them. And we are set to go. If both teams play like they did the other night, this should be a very interesting and entertaining game. All right, the teams are at center ice, and we are set to drop the puck and get underway here. And we're underway. West wins the opening draw back to their defenseman. Adam Parcells will skate it ahead. Taken away, though, by the Evergreens into the zone. There's a shot that deflects over here to the near boards. Plaza got that shot away. Battle in the corner for it. Puck comes behind the net. West looks to break it out. Everest keeps it in the zone now, at least for now. Metzinger will grab it. Cross ice pass out of the zone for the Warriors all the way to the other end. And that's going to be played and then covered up by Mike Bowe as the Warriors had Justin Anderson slicing in there on the forecheck, and we get a whistle. Faceoff coming in the Evergreen defensive zone. Both teams change lines. Logan Clement taking this faceoff for West. Puck popped up in the air and out of play, and we get another whistle. Now we had to get another puck. That puck went out of play, so they get another puck from the scorer's area. Puck slides right in front over the off the faceoff and then up and out of the zone. West will regroup and send it ahead. They try to get it in deep. It goes off the leg of the linesman and in. Puck slides behind the Everest net. Evergreens look to grab it there and break it out. Cross-ice pass too far. Grabbed at center ice by the defenseman, Sheldon Ocha for West. He dumps it back in. Run down by Alex Degner behind his own net. Degner looks to get it out, flicks the pass ahead. It's caught. Nice pass, and now flicked into the zone by the Evergreens. They're going to get a change here. Warriors are going to look to attack. And coming ahead is Ocha. Centering pass, we get an offside call against Wausau West. 15:55 to play here. First period, no score. Marathon Cup Hockey is brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives fast with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Lumberjack, Warrior, and Everest Sports. And into the zone comes the Wausau West. Adam Parcells now back out to the point. There's a shot thrown in. That deflects wide off the stick of Cale Bowman. Warriors hold the zone. Derek Tomczyk goes behind the Everest net and grabs it. They look to break it out and do. Out of the zone they come. Grant Dennis will skate it ahead. Dennis flicks it in before getting rubbed off the puck. Slides behind the West net. And on the forecheck for the Evergreens, Tyler Kaler. Now here comes West back the other way. Kevin Connolly sends the pass ahead. Alex Gessler will skate it in. Puck knocked away for a moment. And Connolly gets taken down hard into the boards. They let him play on. Out to the blue line, sent in by the Warriors. Deflected, now it goes behind the Everest net to the far corner. Evergreens will just set it the length of the ice, get an icing call. They wanted to get a change. 15:02 to play here, first period, no score. Icing the call against the Evergreens. faceoff will come to the right of Michael Mull. Battle for the puck. Oh, big check at center ice taking down Michael Plaza. Evergreen's looking to grab it in the corner, battling there with the Warriors. And Everest will gain control of the puck, sending it over to the near boards. Long cross-ice pass, intercepted at center ice and knocked back the other way by Oja for the Warriors. Battled out of the corner, centering pass. That's knocked away by the Evergreens. They look to bring it out of the zone, and here they come. Plaza will knock it into the zone with the backhand, giving chase is Fabiars. Puck is behind the west net. Breakout, and here they come. Out of the zone, Justin Anderson's going to carry it ahead. Centering pass, nobody there but white jerseys, and Everest comes back the other way. That pass is caught and dumped in by Avery Allard, and Everest will get a change here while West chases down the loose puck. Metzinger, a long pass ahead. They had a man, and they take it into the zone. There's a shot. That went wide. Warriors have it in the offensive zone. Poke checked away, though, by the Evergreens, and grabbing it is Tomczyk. Pavzik looks ahead and passes too far. Grabbed by Parcells for the Warriors. Back the other way they come. They dump it in deep. Moe comes out of the net to play it. Warriors will send it behind the Everest net to the corner where it's run down by Chris Sackman. He gets rubbed off the puck in the boards and West will hold the zone. Flicked in front. There's a shot. That went high and wide off the stick of Peterson. Zach Peterson for the Warriors. Pavzik with the puck behind the net. Poked away from him. West will have it. Logan Clement sends it out to the point. Sent in front. Deflected away by the Evergreens behind the net. Most of this period so far has been played in the Everest defensive zone. Centering pass shot. That went wide. Good shot attempt there by West's Gail Bowman. Now Everest sends it the length of the ice. It's going to be another icing call. They're just trying to run for their lives here and get a change. Clear the zone any way they can. Warriors doing a good job of holding the offensive zone. 13:02 to play here, first period, no score. And another faceoff coming in the Everest defensive zone. They drop the puck. The faceoff goes behind the Everest net. Centering pass. Oh, they had a man there. He couldn't get a stick on it. Now walking it in. There's a shot that goes wide off the stick of Sheldon Oja. West holds the zone out at the blue line. Puck comes to the boards, and Everest will clear it out of the zone. They've got a man coming ahead. They hold the blue line, but nice defense right there by Oja, knocking it back the other way, and now West is going to get caught in offside as Conley took it across the blue line, offside against the Warriors. 12:37 to play here, first period, no score. Marathon Cup Hockey brought to you by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, a proud supporter of local high school sports. Faceoff just outside the Everest blue line. Knocked into the zone. Big check. A couple of players went down. Puck loose in the corner. Battle for it there. Sent out to the point. Metzinger goes D to D. Parcells fires it at the net. That got through, and Moe made the save. Faceoff will come to the right of Everest goaltender Michael Moe. Comes out into the slot area, dumped in deep. They've got a man in front. There's a shot. It goes wide. Now Everest clears it, or tries to anyway. And now they're able to skate it and get it out of the zone. Long cross-ice pass intercepted at center ice by Adam Parcells. Quickly back the other way come the Warriors. Justin Anderson behind the net with it. Grabbed up back there by Alex Degner for the Evergreens. Pass ahead, and Plaza will clear the zone and dump it in. It goes on net, so there's no icing. Wiegert made a save on that. Parcells sends it back the other way as Everest gets a change. Here's Anderson. He sends it in. Moe makes a save on that. I'll tell you what. We've talked about it before, but this Wausau West team, the passes right on the tape, the players right where they're supposed to be to take those passes. This is a disciplined hockey team. The best team we've seen this year by far. Everest controls the draw, send it behind their own net. Centering pass, and they flick the pass cross ice. It goes into the zone. Everest will give chase, and West tries to break it out. Can't get it out of the zone. Everest holds the zone for a minute. Puck loose in the slot, and knocked out of there by Parker Daly. Warriors grab control of it, and they send the breakout pass. Still don't have it out of the zone. Now it comes out to center ice where it's grabbed by Matthew Yockey for the Evergreen sent back in. Ochop will send a long pass ahead, tipped by the Warriors, so they wave off ice. West is getting a change. Everest picks up the loose puck. They send the pass ahead too far. Goes off the stick of Conley. He's going to carry it in and turn on the Jets. Get behind the defense. Centering pass. It's in front. West can't get a stick on it. And the Evergreens clear at the length of the ice. That'll be an icing call once again against the Evergreens. 10:49 to play here, first period. No score. Marathon Cup championship game. Earlier tonight, Mosby won the consolation game, beating Wausau East 2-0. Faceoff, right off the faceoff, puck slides through the crease and goes down into the far corner. Centering pass, back down to the point, thrown back at the net by Metzinger. It goes wide. Battle back there. Conley's trying to dig it out for West. A couple of Evergreens are there as well, Avery Aller among them. Now it comes out, and a battle in the corner for it. Evergreens look to get it ahead. Kept in, though, nicely by Wausau West. Cale Bowman slides all the way to the near corner. Centering pass again. Knocked back to the corner. Evergreen send it behind their own net. It's grabbed there. They've got some space and send the pass ahead, but it's taken away. It's center ice by Parcells. Sent back the other way by the Warriors. Now cleared out, but West will quickly attack back the other way. Now a turnover. Everest will bring it in. Get behind the defense. Parcells takes the player down after he gets rid of the puck. Very close to interference, though, but they let him play on. Centering pass by the Evergreens. That's grabbed by Conley. He loses an edge and goes down. Everest able to clear the zone. Now Parcells has it. Sends it off the boards, and it's grabbed by Drew Pearson. Pearson brings it head down behind the defense. They get a pass shot, and they couldn't get a shot away, and what are we going to whistle? And I think the net came off. Pass ahead to Bowman. He got behind the defense, and I don't know if his backhanded pass or backhanded shot attempt went off the side of the net. He was skated too far past before he got the shot away, and then the net came off. So we get a faceoff. Faceoff slides all the way to the blue line and out, and it's going to be offside against Wausau West. 9:29 to play here, first period, still no score. That was a great scoring opportunity for the Warriors right there, but they couldn't get it. Battle at the blue line. Puck dumped in by the Evergreens, but that's going to be an icing call. He was about two or three steps behind the red line when he sent that one in, so icing is the call. And another faceoff in the Everest defensive zone. Faceoff grab by Everest. They look to clear it and do. Sent right along the blue line. Now Everest will retreat with the puck. That's Nate Bruns. Sends a cross ice pass. Now off the center ice goes off a Plaza skate back to the blue line again. Runs, flicks it ahead. Brady Burrell tried to send it in. Now it's flicked into the zone deep. And the chase is on. Babiar's after it's got a centering pass, but he put it right on the tape of Justin Anderson of the Warriors, who gets it out of the zone. Everest will send it back in. Wieger comes out of the net to stop that one. It's grabbed by the West defenseman, Parker Daly. His pass knocked away as he tried to break it out. Now West does clear the zone. Everest will send it right back in again and give chase. Warriors get there first. Dancing through traffic is Sheldon Ocha. Still with the puck. Hits the red line, dumps it in, and West will get a change. Puck goes to the corner. Everest looks to break it out, kicking it out of the zone. Well, whatever works, West will send it right back in. Allard sends it behind the Everest net, where it's grabbed there by one of his teammates. Sent over to the far boards. Allard and Sackman are over there. Puck loose. West will control it. Centering pass knocked away and grabbed by Alex Degner. Now puck along the boards. Evergreens look to break it out. They send it cross ice and out of the zone. West needs to regroup. They send it back to their defenseman. Metzinger to Parcells. Back to Metzinger. Pass off the boards, intercepted, but then losing the handle on it is Allard, and West sends it back in the other way. They'll get a change. Chris Sackman with it in the corner for the Evergreens. Skates it behind his own net. Sends it along the boards. Bryce Stively looks to get it out. They can't clear the zone, though. West able to hold the zone. Alex Gessler with it. Now it's Conley. Conley sends it out to the point to Parcells. Winds up, slapper, that goes wide. Moe might have got a piece of that with his stick. West controls it. Out to the point. Wind up, shot, backdoor pass. Centering pass, it's loose. Still loose, man. Scramble in front of the net, and we're going to get a whistle. Puck didn't get in before the play was whistled dead. And a face-off coming in the Everest defensive zone once again. 6:55 to play here, first period. Evergreens control it behind their own net. Cross-ice pass, long pass, too far. It's going to be, oh, they're going to wave off icing this time. Might have been tipped and hard in on the forecheck. Grant Dennis for the Evergreens. Everest has it in the west zone. One of the rare times tonight. They send it behind the Warrior net. Nobody over in that corner for the Evergreens. And West able to clear it out. Comes to center ice. Grabbed by the Evergreens and sent back in by Austin Shiro. Now it's grabbed by Sheldon Ojai. He sends a long pass ahead. Kevin Conley will carry it into the zone for the Warriors. Now backs up. Flicks it down low. Battle for it back there. Evergreens take control of it. West grabs it though on the turnover. Metzinger sends it in wide of the net. Now we get a whistle and a penalty coming. It's going to be a slashing call against the Warriors. Cale Bowman will go to the box for slashing, and the Evergreens will get a power play here, the first power play of the night. And they get a faceoff in their own offensive zone, thinking the draw will be Babiar's out there with Plaza and Burrell. Comes out to the point. Now sent back to Babiarz. Allen throws it at the net. Blocker saved by Wiegert. The rebound shot goes off a stick. Now Everest able to hold the zone. Allen sends it back in deep. Burrell with it. Burrell in the corner. Sends it back out to the point. Degner. Now out to Allen. He loses the handle on it out of his zone. He's got to hurry back. Justin Anderson going after it for the Warriors, but it's grabbed by Babiarz. He gets it to Burrell. Now Babiarz will send it in. Bounces off the back of the net. Parcells wins the race there and tries to clear it for the Warriors, and he does. Everest needs to chase it down while West will get a change of their penalty-killing unit here. Evergreens look to attack. Carrying it into the zone, Chris Babiarz. Babiarz looks. Still looking behind the net with it. Sends it out to the point. Allard. Back to Babiar. Shoots that. Got through. Save made by Wiegert. Sent along the boards. Out to the point. And Allard can't hold his own again. He thought Babiar was going to grab that, so he was trying to skate back into position. So instead, Everest retreats. Plaza with it. Drop pass behind his own net. Evergreens look to set it up. Coming in hard on the forecheck, Zach Peterson for the Warriors. He's disrupting this power play. Turnover, shot, save made by Moe. West with a turnover. As they get it, Zach Peterson now, the Evergreens get it back. They were going to change. Instead, the Warriors dump it in. Just 16 seconds remaining on the man advantage. Pass ahead and flicked in deep. Giving chase for Everest's Grant Dennis. He sends it around. Can't hold the zone, and Peterson's just going to send it the length. Didn't make that. Ojai's going to send it the length of the ice. Penalty's over. West penalty killers do their job, and the score remains 0-0. Warriors have it at the blue line. Conley taken down. Everest can't clear the zone. Now they do to center ice. Metzinger will grab it. At the blue line. Warriors attacking. Conley moves through. Puck cleared out of there nicely by Chris Sackman. Sackman battling in the corner. Metzinger steps up to hold the zone for the Warriors. Out to the point, shot thrown in. That deflects off a face mask and bounces in on net. off the stick of Alex Dressler. Now the Evergreens clear the zone all the way to the other end, and icing is the call against DC Evers. 3:18 to play here, first period, no score. Marathon Cup Hockey brought to you by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Now they send out the center for Everest. Brady Burrell will take the draw. And Avery Allard will grab it for the Evergreens, sending the pass ahead. Flicking it into the zone. And now out. Dumped in by Burrell. Puck slides in toward the side of the net. Grabbed there by Parker Daly for the Warriors. They look to clear it. Everest holds it. There's a shot by Babiarz that goes wide. All the way over to the boards. Side boards held in, though. Babiarz down low. Centering pass by Digner. Now it's Babiarz grabbing it again. Gets it out on top. Allard. Hope checked away from him. And the Warriors send it to the length of the ice. That'll be an icing call against West. And Everest will get the faceoff in their offensive zone with 2:36 to play here in the first period. Defensive struggle so far. Nothing. 2:36 to play. Period number one. Face off won by the Warriors. And they're going to bring it ahead. Hope checked back into the zone by the Evergreens. Ourselves will grab it. His pass too far for Metzinger. Comes out to center ice, but Metzinger grabs it, sends it back the other way. Battle along the far boards right at center ice. Everest had it for a moment, then Pope checked away. Now Allard's got it. There's that Tomchik. That's Tomchik. Three, not two. Evergreens pick up the loose puck. Try to get a pass ahead, but that's disrupted nicely by West's Logan Clement. Everest does send the puck in. They want to get a partial change here. Long pass by Parcells. Goes off the skate of Clement. Sent back the other way by the Evergreens, and that will be icing against DC Everest. Coming up tomorrow, a doubleheader of pro football tomorrow. It's Sunday. Pro football tomorrow here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9, beginning at 11:30. High school action returns on Tuesday night. Here's a shot off the faceoff by the Warriors, Alex Dressler. That went a bit wide. Everest clears it. Here they come into the zone. Plaza fighting through a check. Centering pass. He had a man, but now drop back pass. And Babiarz couldn't get a stick on it. Burrell tried to get in the puck. Here comes West back the other way. Connolly centering past it. Center ice knocked away. Babiarz comes away with it again. And gets it to Burrell. Now Babiarz looks to break it out. Cross ice pass. And here they come. Avery Allard carries it into the zone. He shoots. That's blocked by Parker Daly. Puck back to the blue line. Everest sends it back in. They needed to tag up, and they do. West will chase down a loose puck. Oh, job behind his own net. On the forecheck, Austin Shiro. 1 minute remaining in the period. Centering pass, grabbed by Colley of the Warriors, though. He reverses direction. Nearly poke checked away from him. He's able to get it ahead. Now he gets it back. Colley carries it into the zone. Colley. A couple of Evergreens dogging him behind the Everest net. Puck pinned up against the boards there. Conley gets it back now. Trip coming. Conley gets taken down. And a penalty coming against the Evergreens. It's going to be a trip. And with 30 seconds to play in the period, West will have a power play, and they will begin the second period with one as well. Tripping the call. Conley got taken down. And let's see who they got that penalty on. It's going to be on Avery Allard. And Everest quickly wins the faceoff and sends it the length of the ice. Wiegert comes out of the net to play it. Now Parcells will grab it and set up the attack. Just 19 seconds remaining in the period. They get the pass ahead. Metzinger carries it in. Metzinger lost the puck for a moment. Now gets it out on top to Parcells. Pass on the back door. Centering pass. That's knocked away. Out to the blue line. Held by Parcells. 5 seconds in the period. Now it's grabbed. Sent all the way around the boards, and that'll do it. That'll kill off the rest of period number one. Well, a defensive struggle so far in this Marathon Cup championship game. We have no score, and the Warriors will be on a power play when we begin period number two. We'll take a timeout, come back, recap what's happened so far here tonight, take a look ahead at what else is going to be happening this week right here. We'll do that next. You're listening to Marathon Cup Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.